Diplomats gathered at a meeting convened by the Permanent Mission of Poland to the United Nations under the theme, Why Have We Failed in Preventing Genocides and How to Change That? The event was held on the eve of the International Holocaust Remembrance Day, observed on the 27th of January each year. In his opening remarks, Ambassador Bogusław Winnicki of Poland said that in the 20th century, Europe and the world saw the worst consequences of religious hatred and racial discrimination.
Poland lost 6 million of its pre-war citizens of all races, ages, and gender. In Europe, almost 6 million Jews were murdered. Between 1940 and 1945, basically 1.1 million people perished in the Auschwitz-Birkenau German Nazi concentration and extermination camp. 90% of them were Jewish. Among other victims were Poles, Russians, Ukrainians, Belarusians, Roma and Sinti, and basically all members of the European Community of Nations.
United Nations Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson said it's important for the international community to examine why it continues to fail to prevent mass atrocities despite lessons learned. He cited what he described as horrific crimes that have been committed in the Holocaust, the killing fields of Cambodia, the genocide in Rwanda, and the Srebrenica massacre during the Bosnian War. Mr. Eliasson said armed conflict often create the kind of disrupting environment that can lead to mass atrocities.
We've seen that recently in South Sudan, Central African Republic, Iraq, elsewhere. Thus, when we prevent or resolve conflicts, we are also reducing the risk of atrocity crimes and genocide. But preventing genocide must mean doing far more than that. Genocide is an extreme form of perverted identity-based conflict. That can happen also in peacetime. It results from divisions within society that serve in the eyes of the perpetrators as both the cause and the justification of group violence.
Adama Dieng, UN Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, said a lack of political will to prioritize prevention of genocide over response remains a serious problem. He said political expediency and the strategic interests of states still often block timely and decisive responses that could save lives and protect populations.
The failure of the Security Council to take action early on in relation to Syria is often cited as an example of this failure. In the last years, we have seen the situation become more complex, more deadly, and draw in a range of different actors. Serious crimes have been committed in Syria for several years now with total impunity, and the crisis that was born in Syria has spread into the region.
Mr. Dieng also stressed the need to focus more on early prevention. He said preventing genocide does not mean waiting while a crime is unfolding and only respond when it has been identified as genocide. Mr. Dieng pointed out that in the long term, genocide can be prevented by building societies in which states provide full protection and guarantees to all their populations without discrimination. Derek Mbata, United Nations.